You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Kevin Jones, Jason Gibbs here with you today, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Mike Sando, ESPN NFL Insider. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, good to be here.
You got it. And I just found it very interesting, and it's something I've referenced the last couple of days being on this very same show, is your quarterback tier platform. And just walk us through, you know, how you created those tiers, and if you don't mind, before we get into like who's contained in those tiers, what each tier represents.
Yeah, it kind of started just from talking to people in the league, you know, and how they view the game. And so, you know, if you're a coach on a staff, you see your quarterback a certain way, and you're asking yourself, how much help does he need for us to win? You know, how good does our defense have to be? How good does our running back have to be? And so the better you are as a quarterback, maybe the less help you can have from those two components, predictive defense and the run game, which can, you know, if you have a great defense and you have to score 17 points a game, you don't have to have as good of a quarterback, right? So much of, you know, what we do in the media or as fans is we're judging quarterbacks by how often they win, you know, maybe what their passer rating is. And those can be, you know, the great quarterbacks are going to do well in that area, but the guys in the league really differentiate between, you know, in their eyes, like this year, a Ben Roethlisberger who's attempting 608 passes for a team with a really fairly mediocre defense and winning 11 games compared to, you know, Andy Dalton, let's say, who's had a really probably a similar or really good one-loss record in his career, or Alex Smith lately, who's had a good one-loss record in his career. But people can kind of see that maybe those quarterbacks, maybe they're good starters, but they're not carrying it as much. So the idea is that if you create a tier system, the guys in the top tier, I have five tiers, but the guys in the top tier, you know, they don't need as much help. They could have, you know, questionable defense year after year, or an offense where you're not just handing it off to a workhorse back, and it really has to go through them. They have to beat you throwing the ball.
Yep.
They have to beat you throwing the ball from the pocket a lot of the times. And the guys who can do that and have proven they can do that the most consistently get the highest regard, and everyone else is kind of a, you know, it just depends how many degrees away from that are you.
Mike, Josh McCown checks in at number 29 on your list. Mm-hmm. You talk to a bunch of anonymous sources, which is what I love about this article. How much of that has to do with Tampa Bay last year? He's admitted that it was a failure. And then what did they say about his time in Chicago? Just to kind of talk to us about Josh McCown and what your sources had to say.
Well, having him that low, no one hates him. That's not a negative reflection on Josh McCown. You say, well, how can it be? He's 20 whatever in the league. People see him for really what he is. You know, he's a veteran quarterback who probably you're not going to sign to a 6-year, $108 million deal, right? It's not a disappointment, or no one's disappointed in him. He just, you know, he's probably on his 14th coordinator now, I'm guessing. At one point, I think he was on 13, I think, in Tampa. I think he's on at least his 14th coordinator. And that's partly because he, you know, wasn't good enough early in his career, or didn't get the good enough opportunities, and didn't emerge as a top quarterback to have a stable situation. What people like about him is, he's really pretty athletic, especially for an older quarterback. He seems like people really care about their quarterback room. You know, what's the composure? What's the makeup of that room? Are they helping each other? Are they working well together? I think McCown was credited by a lot of people for doing a good job in the room with Jay Cutler when he had really good big weapons to throw to in that Bears offense, and had, you know, I think Mark Trestman was really known for having a good offensive system. The system isn't what brought him down there. You know, it worked well. You probably saw about the best of what McCown could do. Now, did he do it for 16 straight games? I think that's a question. You know, is he? You know, just know what you're getting, and that's not. You know, don't set the expectations let's not pretend like he's in the top tier and then be disappointed when he's not. Let's see, hey, can we support him enough? You know, can you take enough pressure off of the run game in Cleveland that they hope is improved? How good's the defense going to be? You know, because if you have those components taken care of, you don't have to put it on Josh McCown and ask him to do more than he can.
Sure. We're talking to Mike Sando, ESPN NFL Insider. Mike, my one question for you, and I just want your true perspective on it. As you look at the AFC North as a whole, you've got Ben Roethlisberger ranked number 4 in tier number 1. You've got Joe Flacco ranked 10th overall in tier 2. Andy Dalton tied for 18th with Colin Kaepernick in tier 3. And of course, as we mentioned, Josh McCown 29th overall in tier 4. And I think if you look at, as you just discussed, Josh McCown, but you look at the other three quarterbacks, Dalton, Roethlisberger, and Flacco, all three in three different tiers. And to me personally, and I want your perspective on this, I feel that those teams individually, all of which made the playoffs last year, are drastically different if you remove those quarterbacks from the team and they have to play a backup for any significant portion of the year.
Yeah, and I would say they're drastically different to the degree that we have them ranked. Roethlisberger, you take him out of there, they're done.
I mean, they
can't run their offense the way they run it. You know, you take Flacco out, that's a huge hit. You take Dalton out, yeah, they would really miss him, but I don't think they'd miss him as much as Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
But you know, this is interesting. I was talking to someone earlier this offseason, not about this project, but we were just talking about Andy Dalton and the Browns came up. We were talking about these quarterbacks like Andy Dalton who've gotten pretty big contracts. You know, they're not the top-of-the-line contracts, but they're making really good money. And we were talking about, is it really worth it to have kind of a middle-tier guy who's making maybe a little bit higher-tier money? And the guy said to me, well, what would Cleveland give up for Andy Dalton? And I thought it was a good point.
That's a great point.
You know, would you give up – think about it seriously. Would you give up a first-round pick?
You'd really have to consider it.
And we actually had that very same conversation yesterday. We were previewing opponents and spoke to Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com. And we referenced that same question. You know, what would we give up to get a guy like Andy Dalton? But yet nationally, and there in Cincinnati being booed at the All-Star game and then that celebrity softball game, you know, he can't win a playoff game, and he's chopped liver there in Cincinnati. But the Cleveland Browns and this franchise dying for a winning quarterback would give up a lot to get him.
Absolutely. And if you had Andy Dalton with a really good defense, which they had in Cincinnati, you look at Andy Dalton's record, it's good. He has a good one-loss record.
Yeah.
I think that what really hurt him last year was all of his weapons got hurt at the same time.
Yes, they did.
You know, I mean, he's somebody who's really reliant on those other players, and so when he didn't have that, I think it was kind of unfortunate. It was like you could see what was going to happen, and he was going to be ripped for it. But he's not a bad quarterback. You know, he's at least an average starter, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would definitely think that.
Yeah,
Mike,
let's
run through some of the surprises on your list here. I think Kaepernick being 18th. I mean, this guy has played in a Super Bowl before last year. Some struggles. Jay Cutler, you said, got a lot of negative attention. RG3, what were some of your sources telling you about those guys and why they're so low on your tier rankings?
Well, you know, one of the things that people in the league want to see from a quarterback, even if they're a great runner and scrambler, they want to see, hey, can you throw to win if you have to? And they kind of think that's what sort of separates the real guys from guys who are good but maybe couldn't do it week to week if it was on their shoulders. I think you kind of scheme away some of the running element, that let's say a Kaepernick brings. And people don't think on Kaepernick, they don't think he's a very accurate passer. So I would say, you know, he had 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. It wasn't like he was horrible, you know. So if what we've seen from Kaepernick is his floor, that's still, you know, a pretty good quarterback. But
it is.
How much higher would you move him, you know? I mean, look, in that range also, remember, so – When I had the people give me a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the average number for Dalton and Kaepernick was 2.94. Well, Tannehill's above him at 2.86. I mean, you know, is that a huge, you know, there's a lot of guys bunched tightly together.
True.
So, you know, what's the difference between 15 and 23? You know, really, I mean, there's probably some difference, but there's a lot of, you kind of end up, it's like, taking 10 guys who are between 6'2 and 6'4 and lining them up in order of height, you know?
Yeah,
they're
tough
still
to do.
They're still kind of close.
It definitely is. Mike, I want to ask you a question about something off the topic here with the tiers of the quarterback, but it is about a quarterback, and it's just a recent article written, and you were referenced in it, about RG3 and some of the disclosed sources about his career and the fact that they've said, on the record that they believe that he's done, that injury to him has changed the way he's played football and the confidence that he has to play the quarterback position.
Yeah. I mean, he and Jay Cutler probably get the most negative kind of reaction, got people just sort of turned off by them, which is really unusual for somebody like RG3, who had one great year and is not even 5 years into his career. But I think the feeling on him is that he came from that Baylor offense, which doesn't at all prepare you for the way, the way the traditional pro offense is. So what did they do? They ran a more of a college type offense that really made great use of his running early in his career. Now he's hurt and it's hard to play that way. When he runs and gets hit, he gets hit and his body goes flying in different directions and he gets hurt. So now he's also playing for a coach who doesn't want to play that way. So now you're going to ask him on the fly to suddenly learn and pick up and have a great feel for the nuances of a pro system that he's never run before. That's a tough, meanwhile, while expectations are extremely high, I mean, that sounds like a no win.
We're joined by Mike Sando, ESPN insider. Mike, I'm an aspiring writer. I write for ClevelandBrowns.com. I look forward to this article every year when it comes out. I want to know kind of how you developed this plethora of sources of GMs and defensive coordinators. I know you've covered the league for a long time, but any advice for me in kind of following this career path and how to build this repertoire of guys to talk to you?
Well, I would say, one of the tempting things as a writer, especially younger, and I was definitely in this boat, is to kind of try to be funny. And sometimes in the traditional sense of like a columnist, the way they used to be, used to kind of aspire to be a columnist. And sometimes that's kind of taking shots at people. And I have really found that unless you're just like super talented, it's really hard to be funny all the time. And so yeah. if you just don't make your criticisms personal and don't delight in people's failures, and just are respectful to people, I think that goes a long way with people. Even when people know they're going to be written about in a negative way if things go poorly, if you try to be fair, and if someone calls you on something and says, "Yeah, I really didn't appreciate that. I think that was unfair," and you, you have the humility to take that seriously and be more diligent next time, I think that type of stuff just goes a long way. And you're right, though. I've been doing it a long time. So, and I have to say, without the support of who you work for to be able to travel around and to be able to meet people. And look, I've been to 18 straight Super Bowls. I mean, that's an investment that my employers have made.
It is.
You go to the league meetings every year or, those types of things. Without that ability to do that, it's really hard to get to know people and see them frequently enough to where there's a trust.
Sure. So. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time, and we appreciate you being on the show and really enjoyed your the quarterback platform and the tier rankings that you produced for us.
Hey, thank you very much.
You got it. That was Mike Sando, ESPN NFL insider, with, a great platform to evaluate the quarterbacks. And yes, it was about those quarterbacks, but it's also about the supporting cast around that quarterback, which is where they landed, in his tier rankings.
And thanks for the advice, Mike Sando.
Yes.
Maybe I'm on a career path now to the
Absolutely.
Right track.
Absolutely. So, again, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, or tweet at the show, @Browns_daily, with the hashtag mailbag. We still want to hear from you. Rank those quarterbacks. What rookie is going to have the biggest impact, or are you most excited to see here in training camp? Matt Wilhelm, Kevin Jones, Jason Gibbs with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Forward.